Hi, Ms. Nassim. I want to say congratulations to you because you became a very great English speaker as that we expected in early days because you were a motivated person about English and now you achieved what you expected. I want to say congratulate to you because you cooperate in these kind of let's talk challenges. You choose very, very, I have to say, useful topics about life, about English, about motivation, and it's very useful for us. Thank you for these activities. And the third, I have to say, I remember those days you asked me about how can I speak spontaneously in English, and I said to you, don't worry, you will be better if you keep on the road. You will be a great English speaker. I think you was studying the ninth lesson of Power English, and you have that hurry to start speaking, but now it's time. It's time to speak more. As you can see, you got very better, and I'm so happy about it. Nice. And after that, I wrote your questions that you asked from us, and I want to answer these questions. So the first question was, how many times you try to learn a new thing or an activity? So I have to say, in early day early years, I think I was in the year of 12 years old or 30 years old, I started to study in I don't know how to say that, best school for smart guys, smart students. And I tried, I test myself every day, but I failed. I don't know why. I think they just wanted a limited amount, a limited persons or students for those kind of schools or classes. And in recent days, I don't know, I started to learn computer programming. I mean C++, and how to program an Android application, but I thought it's not my it's not my I'm not curious about it. I'm not happy about it. It's not my passion. So, and I started English because I liked English back of the days, back many years ago, when I started to learn English in school. It was very cool for me. My marks always was 20, and it motivated me to learn and be happy about it, to learn more English. And I tried to buy many books, many textbooks. I don't know, I said this to you guys
But I will say it again. I thought when I be able to do this kind of textbooks and this kind of grammar books, I mean, the time when I finish these books, I'll be able to speak English and be like a native speaker English. I have no idea about it, you know. I didn't know what gonna happen to me, but now I found Zabonshenas and this forum, I can improve my English very, very faster, and this is very, very helpful for me. I can feel compassion. I can feel passion. I can feel happiness. And as you can hear, I can speak English. This is very cool for me because 2 years ago, I had no idea about the speaking English 2 years later. But today, I can speak English. And I'll be better because I'm trying harder than before because now I'm achieved a lot of things. I know how to do and how to learn English. And this is very helpful for me to be on the road. So I don't take your time. I want to answer your second question, which is how many times you failed on the process of learning. So as I said, I failed and I failed about many things. I want to say I failed about my driving license. I have no license, but I will try to achieve it. Because you don't know, you know, I don't like to drive in these crowded streets because it make me unhappy. I don't like because here have this city have metro, a lot of buses, BRT, and I able to go anywhere I wanted to go. I want to go, so this is very helpful for me. And another thing I felt was, as I said, programming, computer programming. I didn't like it. But I don't remember because I don't want to my voice be that in a length, in a big length and long. So I will go to answer your third question, which is how many times did you feel that you could do it and you couldn't do that? So I tried many things for learning something. Sorry, in fact, about English, I bought a lot of books, and now I don't need any of them, you know? Now I have a lot of story books, fiction books, science books, which are not for studying, and they're just for be reading them without a study, and it's just for fun. So, in fourth questions, you ask us, how many times did you start a new thing, but you quit because of fear of failure? So I have to say, I tried and I tried, but I failed, not because of fear, but because, as you said, as you already said, about I thought this kind of works or activities is not my ability. I have no ability about them. I have no idea because I tried to learn German language, but I thought to myself, so what should I learn these kind of books, kind of language? You know, I thought I don't want to find a job in a German language. I don't want to go abroad, and I thought to myself, I don't need this. Not because of fear, but I thought I'm gonna waste my time, and this is, and I can do a better thing because of that, instead of that. So I quit. This was your answer of your questions, and you talked about setting goals. So I have to say, I agree with you, when you start a new thing, you have to set your goals. You have to see your purpose to learn that thing. You know, when we start English, we have to look the end of the road. We have to look and be aware of what we are doing. You know, you have to know how want you to how want you to improve your speaking ability or your writing ability. And if you know about this, you can be on the road and you can keep maintain those things, and these kind of things will help you to achieve your goals. So we have a lot of things to say, but I think 12 minutes is very long, and I don't want to say more, but I, as I said already, I'm very, very happy about your voices and your challenges, that you cooperate in these challenges, because it motivates me to speak now, because I thought to myself, now my friends are able to speak, what shouldn't I do? So I start to speak. Thank you for this, and I wish good things for you and another friends in this forum. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.